right. So, I don't think he's doing too pretty good, John. He still wasn't out of McMullen, wasn't to McMullen by 11 o'clock. I haven't heard since then. No, sir. Carl, let me see if this is a machine. Just a minute. It's, as far as I don't really think there's any difference. Just some people call it poison oak, some poison ivy. It's just a vine that will cause you to break out if you happen to be allergic to it, which I am very much so.
How can you recognize it?
It has a little cluster of leaves, and it crawls either on trees or you'll find it on fence posts and that sort of thing, but it is a vine.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
I usually say poison ivy because it is a running plant, the one that, but usually around hardwood timber you'll find it. Any kind of gum, or it's particularly bad in swampy areas,
mm-hmm.
but you'll find it, and believe you me, you'll know it when you do.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
I got to ask my husband.
And he would say about her?
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to each other?
The old lady, the old man.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called the?
She's the widow.
And if he just left her, then she'd be a?
She's a grass widow.
And would you use the word grass widow about a divorcee?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the man whose child you are, he's your?
Daddy.
Or another name?
Well, your father or papa.
Okay, and his wife is your?
Mother. Mama.
And
we all say mama.
Together they're your
parents.
And your father's father.
My grandfather.
What'd you call him?
Well,
what would people call him?
Usually, it depends from family to family. In our family, Daddy started it out to the grandchildren as Paul and Granny.
Mm-hmm.
As a joke, called him Mama Granny, and it stuck. And of course, they were always Paul and Granny.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, most families, the grandfather, my grandfather, man, was always Granddaddy.
Uh-huh. And
but we were started out that way, to call him that, and that's what he was. And it depends on the families. A lot of times, and what they start out as
uh-huh.
is what they end up being called.
Another name for Granny would be?
Grandmother.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in, and then it'll lie down.
Baby buggy.
Okay, you put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and what the baby?
And push the buggy. Push the baby.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and
a daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And you'd say Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You'd say in 1 year Bob
has grown 5 inches.
Okay, or he
grew 5 inches.
And if a child's misbehaving, tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking, whipping, paddling.
What's the difference?
It all means a hot, warm seat. You're spanking, a whipping usually could be with a switch or with your strap or something like that. And a spanking, you usually think about it strictly either being used with a hand or with a board.
Uh-huh. What about a paddling?
And the paddling is, you usually think of that as either with your hand or a board.
And say her husband died and she had to what those children all by herself.
She had to raise the children.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has. And
he's a spitting image.
Okay, or he what?
Looks like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Acts just like him.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Any other ways of saying that?
She's expecting.
Was the word pregnant nice to you?
No.
What would y'all say?
It would be, she's expecting.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby?
The midwife.
And a child is born to a woman that's not married?
She is an unwed mother.
Or the child is a?
Bastard.
Any other names for bastard?
Born out of wedlock, I believe, was used a lot to say it, but...
Did you ever hear Woods Cult or Bush Child?
No. That's not familiar to me.
And your brother's son would be your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be...
It's an orphan.
Huh?
Orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him is his legal...
Guardian.
And do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You say, this town is full of life.
Kin folks.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me. But actually, we know.
We know Kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before.
He's a stranger.
Huh?
Stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
He's a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country, but who was a stranger?
No, I don't think so. Foreigner usually denotes somebody from out, you know, that is more than a stranger.